The Pines, David Huckfeldt and Benson Ramsey are with us in studio. They're an indie roots band out of the cities, and they're playing tonight at Betsy Bowen's What's Upstairs. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. So I have to, you probably get this question all the time, but I'm fascinated by this sentence that I read about you, that you're both from Iowa, but you met in Arizona, where you lived in a Mexican neighborhood.
Well, everything, yeah.
tell us about that.
Well, that's just the way, those are the facts, really. We are from Iowa. And, yeah, we lived in Tucson. We moved to Tucson independently before we met. And in Tucson, there's a beautiful historic neighborhood called the Barrio, the old neighborhood. And that's where we both lived, a lot of artists, musicians. And we ran into each other down there on those streets of Tucson and started playing music together going on about 10 years ago now.
Okay.
That's so how great. Did the conversation go? Where are you from? Iowa.
Yeah,
really?
Pretty much. Yeah. There's quite a few folks from Iowa. Yeah. Well, there's folks from Iowa everywhere.
Yeah.
But,
everywhere except Iowa these days.
do you speak Spanish? Did you learn some Spanish?
We learned a few things.
Well, you don't have to repeat
them. They come in handy sometimes.
Oh, I see you have the old Tucson hat on now that I'm...
Yeah, just by coincidence, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Now.
Yeah.
So you're playing tonight at Betsy Bowen's What's Upstairs. Is this part of a bigger tour?
Actually, no, this is kind of the end of our busy summer and our fall. Betsy asked us if we'd come up and play this fall, and I've always liked it up there. I've seen a couple shows up there, so... this is kind of the beginning of us taking a little break from the road and starting to work on some new songs. And it's a good place to kind of wrap up a season of touring.
Nice. I'm sure it would be. So are you both full-time musicians?
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. I mean, we have a lot of folks in here who, you know, do both. Do it at night and do something else to make the money. So
yeah,
good for you. Well, I think we should hear something.
All right. My
along the graveyard fence. And if time ain't real and time don't exist, oh, then why? Oh, then why? Oh, then why? Oh, then why? All the while, all the while, all the while.
Beautiful.
That's
that
very
was
sweet.
The Pines here on WTIP. That was gorgeous. What was the name of that?
It's called All the While.
All the While. Okay. Now, do you perform only original music?
Mostly. Yeah, we mostly do our songs, but we're constantly pulling in other songs and reaching back and pulling out like old traditional songs and kind of, you know, flipping them around and working them up and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. And you, our songs.
And you both write?
Yeah.
Music?
Who wrote that song?
That's one of our songs.
Both together? Yeah, I realize it was, but between the two of you wrote it together?
Yeah, one of us will start it, so yeah. Like that one I started. And
it's then, really it's really beautiful poetry, is what you're writing. You know?
Yeah, thank you.
And it's so there's so many images in there. They're not. It's not always, as I'm listening, and I happen to have it up on the screen here from your website, so I can follow it along a little more easily, you know. But some of the images they're really cool, really cool images, and not always. It's a little obscure sometimes, right? Would you agree?
Well, yeah.
It's
I think
not obscure to you, I'm sure, but first time.
No, it is. I mean, that's why I think the ones we gravitate are the ones that we go out and play.
Yeah.
Or that what compels you to go out and share songs. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think we're fans of like, you know, it's sort of based and has kind of roots, but it's, you know, there's a sort of a dream aspect to it.
Sure.
You know, and something that I think the mysterious part of it is where your mind kind of fills in those blanks. Mm-hmm. Is where that's where the meaning of it is.
So like when you come, yeah.
So yeah, it is. I guess it gets obscured, but hopefully not too much.
Right. No,
you know,
it's not. No.
The balance. Yeah.
Even if you don't understand exactly why you chose that particular phrase or whatever, it's a beautiful phrase, you know. And you. You just described, you know, in this song you talk about a dream, a vivid dream. I mean, is that what it was, sort of?
Well, that could be life. That could be a day. It could be just,
exactly.
You know, it's.
Yeah.
It could just be something that actually happened that you know.
Yeah,
call
exactly.
It, you know,
and you're very, obviously very comfortable with with alternative interpretations.
Yeah, I mean, I think David and I both we kind of like yearn for some sort of like transcendence, and mm-hmm. and then that's where that stuff kind of comes out mm-hmm. of.
Sure.
It's so. Mm-hmm. You know.
Interesting.
Well, it is
for me since I didn't have the lyrics up. Even if I couldn't, you know, make out all the words, it just the tone it sets. You really get a certain feeling.
Oh, well, thank you. That's
from the notes and stuff, and your harmony. Have you both always sung?
Well, we've always sung, I think, separately, but only more recently have we kind of delved into the harmony world. Sometimes there's other members of the Pines, and with our keyboard player Alex Ramsey, we've kind of started working more on singing together, you know, as an experiment. We're kind of late to the game in that, but it's, you know, we're always open to new things. So
yeah, you've got a number. The website is just for the listeners is thepinesmusic.com, and you can go on find that, and you can find information about the various albums you've done too.
Yeah. Oh, and that reminds me. So you said when you're done, when you wrap up your touring now, you're going to be working on a new album?
We're going to start working on these songs. We've been touring for quite a while, and I think, I could go more in depth. Yeah, but it's just time to kind of get back into that space.
Yeah.
And we can't really do that while we're busy doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're this tonight will be kind of our... where we dock or leave the dock or
sum
something.
Sum up the season, maybe.
Right. Okay, yeah, that's good.
We pull up anchor or something.
Well, we feel lucky that
trying to get in out of town.
The waves crashing.
Now, when you tour, is it the Midwest? Are you all over the country or where?
We are all over the country. I mean, we have a special affinity for the region, you know, the Midwest. We're both from Iowa. And we also feel like a lot of bands maybe overlook the smaller towns, you know. And so we tour a lot in this region, in the Midwest. But in the last year, we've done both coasts. We've done Canada, a lot of major cities. But I think we're maybe happiest when we're, you know, out somewhere a little bit out of the main flow of things.
Like Grand Marais.
Like Grand Marais.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'd love to hear another one.
Great.
Let's see if we got one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you got one.
Which one do you want to do? Yeah, let's do that one. We'll do one that's not really ours, but we like it.
Okay, The Pines.
It's from Iowa.
You've made it yours.
This,
for sale beside the road, and even Americans get tired, even Americans get tired. Four little lost, they'll gladly lose their loads, old memories and tools for sale to the highest buyer. Do you have some savings? Do you think we have a prayer? Are you ready for the fair? Are you ready for the fair? Skid Row is full of millionaires, and those shops are full of shiny things made out of poverty. It's an old story and now nobody cares, even though the fat lady sings and sings. Oh, an empty TV squawks at an empty chair. Are you ready for the fair? Are you ready for the fair? Such an open place, I don't really want a thing but to cook you up a meal, and to walk with you and look in your dear face, sit by a little fire in some muddy field. Just so long as you are also there,
I'll be ready for the fair. I'll be ready for the fair. And I admit it, friends, I just don't understand why we do what we do to each other in our homes. Well, we're all little children with guns in our hands. And I play my fiddle while I smell the fires around. We even see each other, are we all too scared? Are we ready for the fair? Are we ready for the fair? Are we ready for the fair? Are we ready for the fair?
That was David Huckfeldt and Benson Ramsey, The Pines, here on WTIP. That was beautiful. Tell us a little bit about that song. You said you borrowed it?
Yeah, we're borrowing that song. We borrow. Yeah, we can't quite, you know. Whenever it's not a rent-to-own program, but it's more of just a...
You own it.
Well, we got this kind of batch of folk songs and songs that are written by friends of ours and songs that are written by, you know, great songwriters. And we finally set a few of them down, made a little recording that we're working on. But they're just songs that inspire us. That song is... written by a great Iowa songwriter named Greg Brown.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, every different season while traveling around, there'll be a song or two that kind of floats to the surface for us, and then we'll sit with it in Pine's world until we, if we connect with it, we do, you know, and becomes our own a certain way. And that's one that just has stuck around for us.
So is that some of what you'll be doing with the songs that you'll be working on this fall? Is working on some that are, or is it strictly going to be originals?
It'll be originals.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I know we have to let you go at 5:35, and I'm wondering if we could...
Well, I want to ask one question. The Pines, where did that come from?
It's a good question. That came about, we moved up here from Tucson, and at the time we were deeply immersed in like traditional folk, and then just, you know, the area, the Pines, it's kind of like a song. It just kind of landed there. We needed a name.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a little grove of white pine up the Gunflint Trail that are always referred to as the Pines.
The Pines.
So there's your home right up.
Nice.
12 miles up.
It is beautiful. Can we ask you for one more before we let you go?
Absolutely. I gathered up the feathers from the wings that have fallen, the sparrows and the bells, and nevermore bring millions of dollars for a palace of ice is worth every penny to watch it melt in the spring. Throw me in the river. Say there's nothing you can do to stop from being born. At the end of the day, when the bugle blows the horn, there's a reason that the roses have their thorns. Just throw me in the river. In the river. sparrow and I have no wings. Will you still love me, baby, even though I'll never fly? Oh, if I could sew, I would sew you to my side, and down the road we can go. Just throw me in the river. Just throw me in the river. Throw me in the river. And meet me at the bottom.
All right, you can hear more of these two, David Huckfeldt and Benson Ramsey, the Pines. They're playing tonight at Betsy Bowen's What's Upstairs. The doors open at 7, and the music starts at 8. There is a charge, but it sounds like it'll be well worth it.
Oh, there's good stuff, yeah. You guys. That's
thank
really
you
nice
so much for coming in. It was
very
really nice to have you.
Yeah, well, thanks yeah. for having us in.
And yeah, they're celebrating the end of their touring season here, which is nice, so.
And we love WTIP, by the way.
Oh.
That's just true. Many times. I stream this station down the city sometime. Every time we get in the area, we listen to it. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
What a nice thing to hear. Yeah, appreciate it. Healing.